pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to begin imagining something. It's going to be a very intense experience. First of all, feel where you're either sitting or lying. Feel exactly where you are. I want to imagine yourself being glued in place, right where you are. Glued where you are, completely unable to move. Stuck there, your body frozen in position, you unable to move, unable to escape in any way, shape, or form. Go ahead, picture it now for a second or two, and then, once you have the picture in your head, imagine the person you desire most coming up to you and touching you with their fingers, touching you with their tongue, with their lips, using their mouth to orally gratify you. Imagine them there, using their mouth, their tongue, to bring you all the way to the edge of orgasm. Imagine how good they might be, how amazingly good they might be. Now that you've got that picture in your head, imagine what it would be like if it wasn't that easy to orgasm, if it took you so long to get there that it was almost painful when you came, that it was just simply something that built and built and built until you simply desperately needed to orgasm, almost as if the act of orgasming was a powerful release, although you still wouldn't get out of your bonds, but it was just something that shakes and shudders through your body, something very, very powerful, something very, very intense. Now, imagine that you've just had that orgasm, and the person starts all over again, not letting you come down, not letting you calm down. They are brutal and ruthless about this, continuing to suck and lick and take you all the way back to the edge. That's right, they continue servicing you. They continue using their mouth to take you all the way back to the edge of orgasm. They take you to the point where it's almost painful to come. That's how far they take it, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it because you are glued in place. You can't hinder them. You can't help them. They just simply take it from you. They take you and shove you all the way to the edge of orgasm, the point where it is so painful to not orgasm that you just simply have to. And that is exactly what happens. And then, they don't stop.
they start all over again. That's right, they start all over again for a third time. Once again, expertly manipulating you, taking you all the way to the edge of orgasm, taking you to the point that you don't just simply want to come, but you need to come. That if you do not orgasm, it will be so very, very painful that you need the orgasm so badly you can't possibly do anything else. That the orgasm is the most important thing in the world to you, and that you must absolutely have it, because that is how worked up you are, and that is what you need, and you need it badly. It almost feels as if you're being tortured how badly you need it. You get to the point where you would say or do just about anything just to orgasm, and you can't stop the person because you're glued in place. You cannot escape them because you're glued in place. But when they finally do take you over the edge, it will be so very, very intense. And that is simply the way it is. That is how it's going to be when you wake up at the end of this file. You are going to experience 3 orgasms caused by the person you desire most. And that person will give you the best oral sex you can possibly imagine, taking you all the way to the edge before pushing you over even the slightest amount. That is what is going to happen when you wake up. It is going to be a very powerful experience, as you will need it so very, very badly. You will need it almost the point of begging, and that will just be at the end of the first orgasm, because the second one will be even more powerful than the first, and the third one will be even more powerful than the last. That is simply the way it works. That is exactly what is going to happen. It is going to happen when you wake up. You will feel yourself glued in place, and you will feel yourself expertly taken to the edge of orgasm and beyond. Not just once, not twice, but 3 times. Unable to escape your position, unable to do anything to aid or hinder the person who is trying to take you there, you will just simply have to experience it from beginning to end, and there is no way out. And it doesn't matter, because you want to experience it that way. You need to experience it that way. And after the first orgasm, the second will start building, and it will be even more intense than the first. And then finally we will move on to the third orgasm, and it will simply feel like it is rocking your world, like it is tearing you apart when you have it. That is the kind of orgasm it will be, and there will be no stopping it. That is what's going to happen. You can already imagine it right now. You can imagine it. But it will be even more powerful in person. It will be something you simply have to have, something you beg for, something you would do anything for, but you cannot have it. You cannot have it until she wants you to, or until I command you to. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on, from the moment you wake up. So, now it's time. Time for you to wake up and experience yourself completely stuck in place. Please note, you will stay stuck in place until you can free yourself. That is also the way it is. It won't be that hard. You just have to work at it. Work at it and use your skills. Use everything you can to hold out as long as you can. And then beg, and then, and only then, will you come, and it will get harder each time, but each orgasm will be more incredibly intense. So, now it is time to wake back up, you will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And enjoy, because you're not going anywhere until this is done.